We return on the Yellow Jacket Hockey pregame show. It's Saturday night. We're at Hunt Arena in River Falls. Game two of this weekend series between the Yellow Jackets and the Falcons. I'm John Garver, and I'm joined in the pregame show by Yellow Jacket head coach Rich McKenna. And that bubble of pressure was finally able to burst on Thursday. A good blue-collar 3-2 win for you.
Yeah, no, it was a good game. Should have been a Culver's game considering we scored both of theirs too. But shout out to Culver's, our sponsors. Thank you. But it was a good game. I thought when we got our analytic packages back and everything else, and you know, we had almost 9 more minutes of possession time over them, and I thought our breakouts, 5 guys were working connected through that. Our forecheck was good. When we got it in zone, we had some really good extended O-zone time there. I was really proud of the guys. We score a power play goal, which one is huge, but two, we shut down number one in the country's power play. They went 0-for-4, and you take away that power play for them, they're not really a 5-on-5 team. So the game plan was correct, the structure was there, and the execution put it all together, and we got the 2 much needed conference points out of it.
You did say that, yeah, you scored their 2 goals as well, so it should have been the Culver's game. First shift of the game, though, Troy York scores a goal. Referee doesn't count. A goal light doesn't come on. No protest from either bench. I'm up top going, that puck is in the net. Was there any explanation at all?
No explanation. Wasn't going to get on the refs on the first shift either. So kind of just took that one as it in stride and let that go. It's one of those things that happens when D3 is a really good level, and it's starting to grow, I think, a little bit bigger than how it's managed in a way. And it is what it is. You got to deal with it. I mean, I thought it was a quick whistle, but that's the kind of the way it goes, right?
Sometimes, yes. Staying along the lines of scoring both goals for them, first one was kind of the double ricochet, and it was the, okay, here we go again. The second one, definitely from up top, appeared like your goaltender was going to try and score a goal on that. Do you look at him and go, let's pump the brakes on that a little bit, not the right time for something like that?
The first goal, Troy York came in, he's like, I'm done backtracking. So we don't have to worry about that problem anymore. And then... their second goal, yeah, I mean, Miles is very good at playing the puck. There's a time and a place for it. I think with where we were in the season, our previous 6 games, probably not that time. I love the confidence that a freshman goalie would show to do that, but there was a little conversation. We did give him the puck for his first goal. We just told him that it has to go in the other net now.
This is like a comedy show right now. This is fantastic. Your fourth line on the game sheet with Profit and Cudmore and McTavish, they were really good on Thursday.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We did, when we were cutting tape and everything, they controlled play. They had more attempts and shots on net than the opponent when they were on the ice, so they did well, but they also brought energy. They grunted the puck up the ice a couple of times for us, got us all zone faceoffs. They mixed it up without taking a penalty. Like they really played on that fine line, and that's why, with 3 minutes to go in the third period, we have a lead. It's 3-1 or 2-1 at the time. Like we were playing them, so they actually ended up with the 3rd most minutes in our in the game in terms of line combination. So it was hats off to them. It was good. They're back here tonight, so hopefully we have even a little bit more, considering that we have some guys out right now.
Injury and illness ravaging your locker room in the last 48 hours. So guys that played key roles the other night, Dylan Johnson's out tonight, Troy York's out tonight, Colton Nelson's out tonight, Pav is out tonight. Obviously have to adjust your lineup. Do you adjust your game at all because you're missing a lot of offense from where you were 2 nights ago?
I would say, when we when we went into the game on Thursday, we had a plan. We finished to what we're starting with here tonight. I think, you know, the guys that are in the lineup tonight, on a lot of teams, they'd be in the lineup every night. So I wouldn't want our guys to think that we have to play a certain way. Like, we just have to play to our identity. It doesn't matter who's in our lineup. This is the way this team is built. This is how we have to play. Go out there. And, you know, I told a lot of the guys, like, go out there and make me regret not playing you if you haven't played, or do more so when we have our full lineup back, like, you make my job harder. At the end of the day, if my job's hard to make a lineup, that means everyone's, you know, pulling on the rope together. And and I feel that that's the case. We're deeper than we've ever been in my 4 years here, and I think, you know, I don't expect us to really lose a beat, quite frankly. You know, okay, you lose DJ and Pav, who are good skaters. We might actually have a faster lineup tonight than previous nights. So, you know, we got to go in there. Those guys got to get their feet wet. They got to get into the game, and, you know, other guys need to show up. You know, we need our upperclassmen to show up a little bit, and, you know, we have some guys that were rested on Thursday. So, you know, they got to come in here and dictate the flow of this game.
You talked already about their power play and how good it is, and they've got 26 power play goals this year, so obviously it's no secret that they do something right. From a penalty killing standpoint, what do you do to neutralize a power play that's that effective?
Well, you know, the power play that they're using, you can see that they have more of a release guy, and they kind of do it through four. So we overload on those four and let them... You know, if they put the puck over to the weak side, it's a one-on-one situation. So as long as they're very good at going, we call them kill passes, like finding seams or whatever. So if we take away those passing lanes that go east to west or board to board, whatever you want to call it, then they have to go around. And if they have to go around, that frustrates them a little bit. And, you know, you watch more than one game. A lot of times... They've scored a lot of goals on, like, a three-on-one rush because the opposing team D jumped into the play. It didn't happen. It was a three-on-one goal. So, like, you know, do they have a lot of goals scored from being in their set? Absolutely. But I would say a decent amount of goals have been scored by the other team being overly aggressive, or the other team doing something uncharacteristic that you would do on a PK because of the way their power play is structured. You feel you have the odd man rush or something. So, we just talk about defending first. Get your clears. If, you know, you guys are all smart hockey players, you'll know when you have that chance and go for it. Like, you know, it's the same thing that happened the other night, right? Blaze and Bates made a great play. Bates tried to make an extra play. If he held it for one more second, it would have worked, but he didn't, you know, and then we give up a 3-on-2 on the other way. That's how they score a lot of power play goals, so we have to be a little bit more more patient in that regard, I feel, on the kill.
Obviously, staying out of the box is a big key for the team against a good power play. What are the other keys for you guys tonight?
Well, again, just get into the game real quick. We want to play to our identity. We want to, you know, we want to back check, right? We have to push. We like to push the pace on the forecheck. We like to establish a forecheck. By doing that, you kind of sometimes get three guys low because everybody's so good at breaking out the puck. So you got to you got to back check hard to be able to take those chances. If you're back checking properly, you know, it allows our D to have good gaps. So we're able to kind of defend the zone entries a little bit better and kind of get into position quicker than they get into position in our O zone. We get into position in the D zone. So there's that, you know, and then we still want to go fast. We want to break out the pucks, five-man unit. We want to, you know, we want to transition even quicker. You know, we want to catch them. We want to make a play to the net before they're set up in their D zone, right? So go fast. And then the other one is high shot volume. We have good goaltending. We want to get back to those 40 plus shots a game and all that. So, you know, if you're doing that, you have the puck a lot more. If you're doing that, you're probably back checking good. If you're back checking good, you're probably able to transition good. So it all kind of correlates together. And, you know, so we just want to play to our identity and, you know, take it shift to shift, minute to minute, win the first five, win the next five. you know, so on and so forth. Take your 15 minutes, do it again, and just chip away at it. You don't win a game in the first period or the second period. You have to play 60.
Thanks a lot, Coach. Good luck.
Take care, Garfs.